Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the NAFCD meeting in Chicago, and I'm with Brian Green, the outgoing president of the NAFCD and also the chief sales and marketing officer for UCX, which was formerly Haynes and Belknap White. Brian, how you doing?
Doing great. Always good to be with you, Kemp.
So you're stepping down. You've been running this place for a year. I think it's kind of funny you said from the stage the other day that you didn't have any idea when you signed up for this thing that you're going to break in a new executive director and then start with a new treasurer, right?
Oh, absolutely. Really happy to see Michael Wilbur step into the spot. So he's been on with us for about 18 months and has done a fantastic job. Has a lot of experience leading associations, and his energy and direction was really good for the association. And then, you know, bringing in Mike on the treasurer side, you know, somebody who's steadfast on the economic side of the business and just a really good person. So it's been a great transition.
How is the NAFCD doing?
We're doing well. If you listen to Michael, our membership is tracking about how we believe the business is tracking. So it is a down year. When I talked last year, it was all about what's our plan with consolidation and truly understanding, you know, how do we keep members engaged in these changing times, and then also our supplier vendors and creating value. And I think we did a really good job with webinar series and thinking outside the box to make sure that we get the attendance like we had here. So this is a really strong attendance show for us. We had 31 new vendors that participated in our trade show for the first time, and then we've added people, so really excited about it.
Your attendance is roughly how many people are here from the group?
There's about 1,100 in total, so you know, we're up about 7% from last time we were here in Chicago, call it 4 years ago. So it's nice to see, you know, we're staying in true. When you came out of the pandemic after COVID, there's a lot of folks that wanted to get out, and I think we've been really good to keep the attendance very close to that 2002 number.
I appreciate you working with us on an article we did in our October issue around distribution. You know, that was an interesting article because we tapped you, who works for a privately held company, to work with us, and also tapped another person who works in the private equity funded area. And it's kind of interesting to compare and contrast those two ways of funding a business, aren't they?
No, without a doubt. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of private equity enter the flooring business, and that's, you know, on the distribution level, also on the contractor level, when you think about some of these companies that have been rolled up on the builder side or commercial side. So we're very happy to be privately held. The Mancini's, obviously, you spoke with Raymond here at the show, but, you know, their engagement from the family and their willing to invest and really thinking about the generational strategy that they have. You know, they're in their fourth generation in the business, so we're really excited about it. But we'll wait and see how private equity stays in the business. I think, you know, anytime you look at the multiples for them to enter, we'll see what happens, as those multiples may not come true. So we'll see. We'll watch it very closely.
Okay. Ryan, I'm impressed with you, I got to tell you. You doing this volunteer work and also hold on to your day job. Just some of your background. I think you started with Haynes 21 years ago. Bruce Wicker likes to say he hired you there. And you spent 2 years at PepsiCo prior to that, right?
Correct, yep. So right out of school, I worked for PepsiCo on the Gatorade and Tropicana side. So a lot of belly-to-belly sales. Worked in the Maryland, Virginia area, and then moved up to New York and covered all the boroughs. So it was really good background and training, and then really excited about the opportunities I got with Haynes. So moved through the organization in many different selling capacities. You know, got together through the CMH acquisition, then also through Belknap getting involved in Haynes in 17 and then acquiring the business in 19. So, but it's been a fun ride.
I've been teased with some marketing ideas you guys are going to launch next year. I won't divulge them right now, but I'm excited to see more about them. So let's talk. You stepped out off the role. I think you still serve another year on the board. And Austin Starnes comes in to run it from BPI, right?
Correct. Austin's class act. You know, we talked to Ray, said, hey, the next generation of leadership, but Austin and I are around the same age, but same experience. He's been there 20 years. Listening to him, he started in the call center and then worked through sales and sales leadership, but he's just been promoted to the COO of BPI, and they're an impressive company. You know, I always say when you can compete and collaborate, it's really nice to see that. So, but really excited about Austin moving into the role, and I think he's going to provide great leadership.
So what's your takeaway about what next year is going to look like based on being here and talking to some folks?
I think over the last 2 years, everybody thought there'd be a nice little uptick in Q3 and Q4. Probably, unfortunately, is going to be a carbon copy of what we've seen over the last 2 years, which residentially may be a tough slog through the mud to be able to get through it. Builder business, a little concerned about that. I think you'll see softness into Q4, Q1, and Q2 of next year. Commercial, will hold steady. So, but we're looking to always try to find ways to grow share and grow our business. But I think next year is going to be pretty similar to the way this year's been.
So next up on the agenda is Brian Beaulieu's last presentation to the flooring industry. He sold ITR Economics. It's now owned by a different company. I heard the rates went way up, but anyway, he's going to retire, and he wanted to give us one more report before he left, right?
We're really excited to have Brian, and the Beaulieu brothers have been phenomenal for us over the years. We actually used him as a way to keep folks here engaged in the show, so we moved him from the morning to the afternoon to make sure that trade show was bustling today, and I think it worked out really well. But he's been the best in class of, you know, when you think about giving a prediction into the future of what we see. So we're just excited to have one of his last hurrahs here.
I should mention, too, you changed the format of how this group meets with the vendor partners. You have a longer trade show. You're doing it over two different days, and I think the vendors appreciate that, right?
No, without a doubt. I think anytime you have a trade show and you have an afternoon portion and there's an opportunity for people to get out, you see a lot of tumbleweeds and, you know, people just talking to people and not really having a lot of interaction. Here, you know, having it pointed to where we have designated times throughout the 2 days, we've seen a lot of activity, and the vendors have been very positive about it.
Yeah, Brian, what you going to do with all your free time now?
No, I don't have much of that. I've been married to my wife, Katie, for, you know, call it 17 years, have four kids, and very, very active with coaching them. So don't have a lot of free time, but, you know, blessed all the way around, but really excited about UCX and the future and the team that we have. So.
Brian, it's great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Brian Green, the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer with UCX, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.